We've been trapped in a fear state. And so this is from long ago, and it's like fear that we missed the mark, fear that we haven't really arrived. In other words, that we have separated from our divinity. So everything we experience in this reality is based on that false assumption. So you're not just, you know, putting on another coat of paint to cover up what was. What you're literally, because again, what was based on a fear reality. So this is the old paradigm that's literally crumbling. And so it's gonna like just keep going like ad nauseum, because it doesn't know to stop. It just doesn't know to stop. So we are here spreading good fortune, spreading good arrivals, spreading good influence. So when I say good, it's like, oh my gosh, good being godly. So we would use the word good, and there with like the largest capital, just imagine the tallest buildings in the world, creating the word God. So the God is our ascended self. We are not praying to a God that's separate from self. We're praying to our own administration. So this is very essential that we start sitting up, straightening up, self-evolving. So just imagine you are whatever you would like to be. You'd like to be a pyramid, you'd like to be a column of light, you would like to be a sorcerer, you'd like to be a high priestess, whatever will delight your fancy. It's now time of arrival. So what if you want to like go shopping at the mall later with Mother Mary? In other words, make it comfortable, make it convenient, make it inspiring that you're going to continue. So when I say going to continue, they're saying it's a must now. We're no longer slumbering, we're no longer sleeping, we're no longer staying still, we're moving into our self-activation. So when I said self-activation, it was like smoke signals. But instead of it being smoke, it's like of light. So this is what we're adhering to. This is what we're following. This is what we're orchestrating. So they're showing me like a stitch, a weave. And what keeps coming up is a light weaver. So we want to receive that. We're not just trying to make linear life work, and it's like, just help me with my next linear problem and I'll be on my way. There is no such thing as a linear problem, because we are here to self-endorse. We are here to expose our symphony. So when I'm saying the word symphony, the light that is just surrounding you, and each of us have our own soul signature, and it's very, very relevant. So you're not trying to be like another. You're not looking like, oh, look at what she can do or look at what he can do, because we're assembling in mass. So just imagine like a million masters took incarnations that are in the process of quickening, that are in the process of reestablishing, that are in the process of self-promoting and allowing God's heavenly vision, God being our essence, being our truth. God is heavenly vision. Whatever words you want to insert that ring true for you, it is a must to establish victory in the now consent, in the now moment, in the now arrival, because what you're doing is planting your feet. It's like you're giving a seal of approval. Just imagine ordering some kind of like online program where at the end of this program, you're now gonna speak light language, you're now going to heal, you're now gonna whatever. So from the second you arrive at mercy, in other words, you're the one deciding from the get-go that you are now complete. So your steps are ordered, you're going to twist and turn, in other words, assemble. So you buy something at a store and it's like, here are all the parts. So you got the box, you got the parts, you got your instructions, you got your little tools it comes with. You still have to self-assemble. But when you buy the box and the parts and the instructions, you have the premise, you have the idea, you have the trust. This is the important part. And I now have Cinderella's fairy godmother. You have the trust that once you buy it, you're pretty much certain you're going to end up with a stable vehicle. So if it was like a desk, if it was a lamp, whatever it is, a train set for Christmas, whatever it is, once you buy the apparatus, once you buy the whole complete, meaning here's my money, now I have the box, I just have to assemble it. So from the very start, you are already in the now moment of arrival, in this instant, already at the end. Already at the end. So you want to remember, time is illusionary. So when we say yes now, we already are complete because we've already graduated, we've already assembled, we've already stepped upon that very last step where you would go, ta-da, the desk is whole. Here it is. I'm all ready. So as we will receive liftoff, liftoff is you're signing your name in light language, in light. I just see everyone signing their name in their spiritual name that you're self-adjusting. So even though it seems like there's steps to be done in the linear, you still walk it out. It's like God knows your name. And so again, our God self knows our name and we are self-activating in the now arrival. So as we will receive our parts, so again, they're using the discussion, so it just feels complete. As we will utilize our parts, meaning that we agree to become whole, we agree to be heaven sent, we agree to self-adjust, we agree to our holy arrival. So all the seasons energies and the eclipse energies, it's like we're completing a cycle that so that we will now join hands, so that we will now stand out. So just remember, we are coinciding with our light. We are coinciding with our true relevance. We are deciding to turn on. So just think of the lights, Hanukkah lights, Christmas lights, Kwanzaa lights. It all represents the light of our true being, of our true essence that we are joining with. So all of this breaks paradigms, breaks treason. Treason is we've been denying our true self. That's the treason. It seems like it's without the parents, the teachers, the administration, the government, but it's all a projection of our own consciousness where we were deluded. So we all took on that false excitement because we have the tools within. We have the parts within to make ourselves whole. So this is where we're stepping into new faith. We're stepping into a quantum energy exchange. So the energy exchange is we open to our God consciousness. We open to our self-regulated new paradigm of love. So the love must be complete. And so when I say must, it's like, how do I explain that? It's just imagine you've got a template and you're coming into the present. So in other words, it's just a template where it's just love. You can just think of it as squares, whatever shape you like. It could be a puzzle of hearts, whatever it is. But it's like light, like equals like. So we must find ourselves attractive. What that means, this is where we're clearing out all of the old dust bunnies, all of the old, like really shams, like the false selves, the false endorsements, so that we can turn ourselves on. Because as we self-regulate, it's like here we are set into the new tempo. So the new tempo is a new arrival. So they want me to step out and explain this. It feels like a little bit too fast for comfort. In other words, it's exciting, it's wonderful, it's lovely. It's like, oh my gosh, this is so good. But it feels like I couldn't possibly keep up. I'm gonna have to slumber. I'm just gonna have to visit and turn it off and go back to my ego, go back to the linear, go back to 3D. So that's the false indicator. That's the false self that's holding us hostage, that's holding us secure. So the more that we take a chance, go abroad, sign on the dotted line, increase our stamina. Just imagine like jumping on a train and you haven't even read where it's going, but it just intuitively feels right. You just go for it because really what's waiting for you behind? You already know the past. You already know the ego. You already know as good as it gets, up, down. It's only a matter of time before, boom, here's the next boomerang, because this consciousness it asserts itself daily. So in other words, here's something good, stay with me. But again, as long as we're avoiding our true light, we're avoiding our true reality, it's just another day. So what we're doing is allowing that true nature to be heard. So again, it's exciting, it's self-endorsing, it's amazing, it's wonderful. But it has a little of it's like we want a guarantee and there isn't. So in other words, like they're saying, you're running the miracle mile. In other words, we're just jumping on in faith because of our they're saying excuse me, there goes my throat chakra clearing. So again, this is what happens is when we turn on the light, magic happens, we soar. But we don't have an owner's manual to it. We don't have a former place of reference. So it's like you're just diving in and trusting. So what we're doing is we're trusting our true nature. We're trusting our true claim. And I have all these images of everyone here, physically present and beyond. In other words, who's ever tuned into this opening and into this portal, everyone's here reporting. And so I'm just seeing all these masters in different lifetimes, in different some on earth, some not on earth, but it's all of us. So this is where we slumber not. We permit ourselves this is so not in English, so I'm having trouble keeping up, but it just imagine like a quantum leap. Just imagine moving into your multidimensional self and with ease, because it is you. It is you. You're not making it up. You're not starting from scratch. You're not like, I don't know how to do this. You can't not know how to do this. It's you. So you're simply permitting, you're allowing, you're graduating, you're restoring, you're engaging. And so you're simply transforming into your true essence. So again, closing back to any linear problems we seem to have. Once we turn on the light, all those linear problems really like self-expose. In other words, the problem was coming out of our old projection. So when we're tuning into the light, turning on the light, it's we self-adjust. In other words, we bring forth the remedy, whatever it is. Whatever it is, because all of this is self-projection. So when we tune into the light self-adjusts. So allow yourself to receive heavenly bliss. Allow yourself to receive new denomination, like new access, new, and again, it's not new, but it's new in terms of our consciousness. So there's a growth, there's a leap of faith, there's a transmission of full allotment. So allow yourselves to receive. They're saying in regular pulsation. So it's like, and again, and again, and again, and again. So there is like a spotter, a guide, a helping hand, where when we lose our premise, in other words, we go back into the old energies, there's a help, there's a ladder, there's a step stool, there's a friendly approach, there's your favorite master helping you step up once again. So again, we're climbing the mountain regularly. We're climbing the mountain regularly. Allow yourselves to receive. Go beyond the notion of time. Where all is possible. Where every answer already, every answer to every problem is already created. It's already created because all of creation is. So what we're agreeing to is what's already waiting. That's waiting for our establishment. It's waiting for our introduction. It's waiting for our recognition. So as we establish it by consciousness, we source it. It already is. Let your mind drop and expand to all the riches that are due you for your best and highest good and the highest good of all. And the highest good of all.